our guru do finance this evening, Sophie Ellsworth, personal finance writer for News Corp. Sophie, welcome.
Thank you.
Here's a personal question for you, and I'll see how this travels. Could you come up with, say, $3,000 within a week?
I could.
Good
Can
on you?
You.
I would have to have
Please
a little think
tell
about
me yes.
that. Possibly not.
We'll talk after the show then.
Well, I'm not alone. Apparently 2 in 3 Australians can't do that.
It's frightening, isn't it? So just this week, ME Bank put out their biannual financial comfort report and found that only 1 in 3 can raise $3,000 in a week. Now, this could be cash savings, yep. money off their home loan, you know, access to drawing down cash if they need it. They
and
don't have it.
Is the $3,000 a significant sum? Is that just a measure of that sort of, you know, emergency security?
They've just used $3,000 as a way to gauge if people can come up with that amount or not. I mean, $3,000 would cover many expenses. If
yep.
your car broke down, you need a new fridge, you might need to go, you know, for a medical appointment. So to not have access to $3,000 is a real concern.
So what does that say about the rate of national savings?
It's not good. We're in trouble.
I thought that might be it.
We're in trouble. But on a serious note, if you are in that situation, you need to really consider why you're in that situation and look at trying to turn it around, because it's a real it's a frightening thing if you are in a situation where you don't have access to cash and you're left turning to credit potentially.
But there'd be a lot of Australians listening to this potentially saying, well, $3,000, that's maybe what I make in, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 weeks. How could I possibly have that on hand with the cost that I have to pay?
Well, that's absolutely fair enough for them to think that. My suggestion would be to anyone out there, if you are in that situation, you know, try and tuck away $20 a week, $50 a week, something small. Come back in a year and you may have $3,000 saved. You've got to start somewhere.
Because it says a lot about, yes, savings, and it says a lot about indebtedness as well on the other side of that.
Absolutely. Australians love debt. We've got record levels of household debt. We've got
interest
some
rates
of the worst.
Are so low.
I know, Jonathan, but not on credit cards.
That's yeah, indeed not.
20%. Personal loans, you know, well over 10% in many cases. Mortgage debt is obviously very cheap. But
yep.
if people can't stump up $3,000, they often don't have mortgages. They're the people who are perhaps renting and obviously have no cash savings.
Other big news today, and this is the federal court has dismissed ASIC's legal action against Westpac. What's the case here?
This is a bit of a complicated one, but to dumb it down, Westpac was originally in the firing line for using what they call the HEM, the Household Expenditure Measure, which was an automated assessment on a borrower's ability to repay a loan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was a bit of a tussle between ASIC and Westpac whether or not this was an accurate way to assess a person's ability to repay a loan. It ended up that Westpac got into trouble for this. It came out in the Royal Commission. They were saying they weren't. This wasn't an accurate way to measure if a person could repay their loan. But then today what's happened is it's gone back to court, it's been thrown out, and actually what the judge found was they can use HEM. It can be a appropriate way to gauge whether a customer can repay their loan.
This is not good news for ASIC in the wake of the Royal Commission, surely.
It makes ASIC look really silly, but for the banks it's good news. They can continue to use this measure, which, you know, is a way of gauging whether a customer, you know, on their living expenses, can afford that loan.
There was a good quote from the federal court judge, Justice Perham. He said, "I may eat Wagyu beef every day, washed down with the finest Shiraz, but if I really want my new home, I can make do on much more modest fare."
Now, he absolutely infuriated consumer groups. They were saying today he's out of touch. It's not as simple for customers just to change their eating habits or you know, changing from Wagyu to mints and being able to
chances are they were on the mints in the first place.
Exactly. But he's saying basically if you can afford the loan or you get the loan, you can change your eating habits and you'll be able to repay your loan in simple terms. Really, that's what he's saying.
How's the market doing? It's been up and down like something I won't describe.
Share market?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it has. Look, share market is couple of weeks ago at record highs, the ASX 200. We've got no reason to be concerned, but every time there's a little blip, media go crazy, dire straits, rip your money out, people panic, there's no need. You know, we're at 20% up on where we were at Christmas. Shares are doing very nicely.
I'm always comforted by a focus on the trend.
Yeah, well, that's right. Look, I always say to people, just be mindful, share market is volatile. If you put money there, be prepared to see it go up and down.
Take a long-term view. Sophie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Sophie Ellsworth, personal finance writer for News Corp. Have you got $3,000?